Bullock County Commissioners held a final budget presentation work session prior to their Tuesday, April 2, 2024 evening meeting. They heard presentations from Daphne Totten, Ogeechee Judicial Circuit District Attorney, and Shantae Jones, Bullock County Elections Supervisor. Totten and Jones were not available to make presentations during the two-day budget retreat on March 10 and 11. Budget presentations. District Attorney's Office. District Attorney Daphne Totten requested an increase of $90,793, half represents $40,000 to replace on VOCA grant cut during her presentation. $40,000 of the additional funding requested for FY24-25 is for the victim services budget of the DAS office. This $40,000 amount represents Bullock County's pro rata portion, 48.29%, of the victim services budget that needs to be funded as results of the 50% cut in our VCA grant during FY23-24. The remaining increased funding represents funding to provide a 5% raise to our state-paid county-reimbursed employees. SPCR, most circuits have Victims of Crime Act funding. There is a concern the entire VOCA grant will be cut in the future. An example of caseload changes which impacted case activity are seen in probation revocations. They saw 190 probation revocations 2022 that increased to 462 probation revocation in 2023. Georgia AOC includes rankings of 51 judicial circuits based on opening and closing of cases. In 2020 they were ranked 10th. In 2021 they were ranked 5th. In 2022 they were ranked 8th. Their circuit has always done well in being at the top. Circuit-wide, 99% of case outcomes have resulted in a guilty verdict. 84% of jury trials have resulted in guilty verdict. 0.91% of murder cases result in guilty verdicts. Continuity in staff is the number one thing that has helped them be so efficient, allowing them to staff courtrooms appropriately with experienced ADIS. Accomplishments. Was one of 42 district attorneys in Georgia who applied for and was awarded an ARPA grant totaling over $800,000 per year in 2022 and 2023 and over $2,000 in 2024. These funds allowed additional personnel to be hired, including three additional attorneys, to work through the backlog of cases created by COVID-19. The Ogeechee Circuit DAS office has remained fully staffed since DA Totten took office in 2021, while other DA's offices in the state of Georgia have experienced vacancies of 30-40% since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. Totten's leadership and effective management of her office by hiring and retaining qualified prosecutors and investigators has resulted in courtrooms being fully staffed and led to efficient management of extremely large caseloads. Board of Elections and Registration. Shantae Jones, election supervisor, did not ask for a lot because she has been very busy managing elections and preparing for upcoming elections. She is appreciative of the equipment that commissioners helped them purchase last year and helping them by increasing poll worker wages. Her total request increased around $30,000 over last year. Areas of increase include: IT services has increased to provide Dominion Tech support, who has been very helpful. $14,000 in postage increases to send out required notices. $2,000 in office supplies increase. $10,000 increase in election supplies. Some legislation passed requiring changes, including a watermark on the ballot paper. They do not know the exact cost, but are making estimates of where they feel this and other supply cost increases will be. Future. Her office has 6 employees, which include 3 full-time and 3 permanent part-time, to manage 16 precincts. She is requesting 1 more full-time field liaison. Additional building space is already on the list.